Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 274. My name is Christopher Keel, and I am here with Jeff Jordy.
What up, guys?
Jason A. Stryker, happy birthday!
Yay!
Happy birthday! Hey, birthday!
I'm back.
You old!
That's my humble, hey, it is my birthday. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's my fucking birthday! And I'm fucking recording with you jerkoids.
Yeah, what the fuck's wrong with you, man?
Because you love us, man.
I have no idea.
There's no way you would rather be spending your birthday.
It's true.
It is true.
I could be getting a blowjob.
Disagree with that highly.
Right? But whatever. Let's talk about games.
No, that'll happen later anyway. So
It's happening right now.
Oh, okay, cool. Today we are talking about game previews, and before that we're going to talk about our distractions and news, and then afterwards we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. Before that, Jason, happy birthday!
Hey!
How was your birthday?
It's been great so far, and I'm walking a tightrope right now. I'm super tired.
Watch out, man. Bust your hip.
I got about 2 hours of sleep, so I need energy, right? So I need energy drinks.
Uh-oh.
All right, so energy drinks are keeping me level, but I also need alcohol, so I'm mixing vodka and energy drinks, and I'm just kind of teetering on this tightrope of insanity. I don't know whether I'm going to fall over due to alcohol or tiredness. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
I'd probably stop the energy drinks after this one and just go to vodka.
Nah, fuck you.
You're crazy,
my
man.
Third one.
You're old and shit. You got to start taking care of that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah,
like
the ticker is not... you guys aren't for a treat if you tuned in for a drunken Jason shenanigans.
Awesome.
That's what they tuned
in
for.
Okay.
That's it?
God, that's so awkward. I said that was it. And then,
I didn't hear you say that
said
was it
anything.
Because I think I talked over you. Sorry. Jeff, how you doing?
Yeah, let's talk to Jeff.
I'm good.
Hi.
Yay.
Yeah.
I missed you, man.
Hey man, it's let me see too, man. It's NBA, it's NCAA March Madness time.
That it is.
What is that?
It's the madness. I was doing really well yesterday until today, and then all these teams that I picked to go pretty far just fucking shat the bed. Like Wisconsin Badgers, what the fuck, man? Really, you're gonna lose to shitty ass team Georgetown? They're like the second seed, lost to a 15 seed today.
Oh my god.
Ugh. So yeah. Anyway, that's sports ball stuff that you guys are not interested in. Probably our listeners are like, who the fuck cares?
Is that hockey or?
That's hockey. There you go.
Basketball.
March Madness is hockey.
It's American university basketball, college basketball.
Do you guys get that up there?
Yeah, man. It's huge here.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I'd say probably March Madness is probably bigger than the NBA here. We like our.
Pretty sure Jason's trolling you. That's okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. I'm pretty sure that's a serious question whether or not we like it here. I don't know how you know if we did. But yeah. It's fun. Everyone likes to, you know, put in their picks and stuff, see how they do, and everyone likes to bet. I guess that's what the big thing is. It's a big draw. But, now I can just enjoy it now that I know I'm probably not gonna win the pool I'm in, so that's
I'm rooting for you.
Me too. Yeah,
thanks,
Jeff.
Thanks, man. Who's your pick? Who's your pick to win it all this year?
The Honey Badgers.
Duke.
Well, the Wisconsin Badgers lost. That would be the closest thing. Duke is. They haven't played yet. They play tomorrow, but they're one of the higher seeds. So.
Duke is always in it. It's like if you pick either Duke or USC, I think it is, one of them are going to be in it.
Yes, USC, I don't even think they're in the tournament this year.
No? Oh, wow. No, okay, so. I was wrong then. Never mind.
but yeah, other than that, I'm going to Mexico on Monday. Yeah!
Going back to school?
Mexico?
Mexico.
Oh, I thought you said back to school. I'm like, what?
No, Mexico. I gotta go back.
Okay, Mexico.
Oh, burrito. Back. Taco. Back.
Yeah, you're really staticky over Skype right now. I don't know why.
Who I am?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't know.
I gotta go.
You guys
back
sound
to
fine.
School. Again. Shout outs to my motherfuckers that like Grease 2.
Nobody likes Grease 2.
Not
Jason.
Not
it's just you.
Beer.
You're the only one.
T does.
Yeah, T probably likes it.
Okay,
she
so really that's two. It.
She can't hear you talking right now, so therefore you just sound like a douche. Who likes Grease 2?
Whoa.
Keep going.
I love that movie.
yeah,
word
so
for
look
word, all the songs. I can do them.
7 days of beach drinking and gross food, so it's going to be awesome.
That sounds terrible.
Food is, yeah. Going to be on the toilet a lot.
That's all right. Sexy.
So just to let you guys know, I'm not going to be able to record next week.
So, oh, well, I'm glad you told us that.
Yeah. No problem. That's about it. What about you, Chris?
Not bad. Not bad. This is my first week at work, so it was exciting. Basically, just lots of orientation stuff, so haven't really gotten to do much outside of that. My anniversary was yesterday, so Crystal and I got to go out to dinner.
Congratulations.
4 years. We have now been married for 4 years. And so that was nice. But, yeah.
Shout outs to Crystal for putting up,
with me. I know, right? No kidding. But, yeah, it's been great. So, that's about it though.
How is wearing jeans and getting paid for it?
Awesome. Now I do have to wear a collared shirt.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
But I will say this though. It's like, so, you know, the first 3 days were all orientation and they gave us like a tour around the facility and the place is fucking huge. And there's like a warehouse. It used to be a furniture manufacturing plant, I think. Before it was UPS, and then UPS got it, and then they left, and GM picked it up. But yesterday, it's like we did like this new hire meet and greet in the warehouse, and they had volleyball nets up, and we played volleyball for like an hour and a half. So,
oh shit, against like youngins and stuff.
Well, everybody who was there. So, I mean, everyone who's been hired so far is like a lot of them are from their mid 20s and up. So there were a lot of like.
So children, essentially.
Yeah.
Mid 20s.
Yeah. But there's people that are older than me too. So, you know, it's a wide range and they hired all the senior people first. And now
is it like walker and wheelchair accessible ramps?
Yes.
Well, you said older than you, so I figured there's some mobility issues.
You old.
I'm a whole year older than Jason now, you know? I mean,
it's tough, man.
but yeah, it's been fun. And it was the first time I had played volleyball since probably like high school, but I did okay.
Oh, wow.
I did pretty well. So, especially against 20-year-olds. I think I did really well. So, yeah, that's it. Nothing more to report. It's fun. Right. I'm enjoying it. I like it a lot. So, I also like talking about games. So let's do that. Jason.
Okay.
I fucking hate Monster Hunter. I'm so over it.
Even though you're about to buy a Wii U for it?
Yeah.
Because you're stupid?
A Monster Hunter machine. That's not stupid.
You're going to pay $250 to play Monster
Hunter.
No.
$225 on Craigslist.
Does that include the game?
Jason, are you really?
Not the game.
Okay, so you're going to pay $250 to play Monster Hunter.
Hey, $225, and maybe I can borrow the copy from work for a little while.
To play Monster
Hunter. Anyway, I really enjoy the game.
I understand.
But I've been playing it a shit ton because I'm doing the review. So I've got about 40, 50 hours or something into it. And I was all set to post the review today. However, I told my bosses that I've barely scratched the surface of this fucking game. And it's seriously, I'm over 40 hours into this. And they're just like, dude, take your time. Go ahead and hit that stuff. We'll wait on the review. We're not hurting for it. So that was really cool of them. I'm really appreciative of that. So
well,
I'll be able
to.
It's
also your first review there, right?
No, actually,
really?
Yeah, Persona 4 Arena.
Yeah.
The fighting game.
Oh,
that was my first
right.
One.
Okay. Sorry, I forgot about that one.
But yeah, I mean, props to my dudes at work for it just being cool, you know?
Yeah.
And saying, hey, make sure that you play all of the fucking game before you do a review on it, unlike everybody else out there. Because there's no fucking way they played through that entire game.
Oh, no.
There's a shit ton of reviews out there, and nobody's talked about the additional content yet. So.
Oh, really?
Yep. Hmm. Nobody's fucking made a peep about it. So hopefully I'll be one of the first.
There you go.
But I mean, granted, it's like a week or two out, but you know, that's pretty cool. That's really all that I've been playing as of late. Like that 40 hours has been in my free time. So, like, outside of my normal
schedule.
Is it easy
for someone who's never played one to get into it?
No. And that's the thing is, you know, it's certainly not any more accessible. There's still that barrier, right? You know, there's still that inaccessible fucking grinding bullshit.
Yep.
You know, that's the so looked down upon to Western audiences. But from a Monster Hunter fan's perspective.
Including you for most games.
Yeah, for most games, and that's the thing. This Monster Hunter is such a weird anomaly for me. You know, it has so many like archaic, like Western conventions that I would normally criticize, but at the same time, in Monster Hunter, it's like endearing or something or rewarding. I don't get it. I don't understand it, but I absolutely love this game.
It's okay. It's one of your quirks. We understand.
It does absolutely nothing to, you know, entice new players or, you know, hold hands of new players or anything like that. But for a Monster Hunter fan, dude, there is a shitload of new content. I just haven't gotten to it yet. It's like all endgame stuff, like all that G rank stuff.
Oh, wow.
I'm excited for it though.
Okay.
But yeah, that's really all that I've been playing past like 2-3 weeks.
Congrats on thinking about getting a Wii U.
That's a bold move, right?
It's a bad idea.
Congratulations,
Jason,
on that bad decision.
It is a bad idea.
It's a radical idea.
No, it's
well,
not.
You are
it's a bad
drinking,
idea.
So that's fine. Anything you do while drinking doesn't count as a bad decision. So, let that one slide. If you were to call me tomorrow at like 11 a.m., be like, dude, I'm thinking about buying a Wii U. I might just hit that confirm order button. Then I would have to judge you.
Yo, dude, no. I've been hitting up that Craigslist, and there's some guy on there. He's selling a deluxe version for like $225. That's a good price, right?
Of course he is. And $25.
I just
got to
email him at like qtswagga@gmail.com.
Oh, that's total Craigslist rape.
That shit's legit, right?
Oh yeah,
that sounds safe.
Just do the don't do the guy any favors. Don't wipe for like 3 days before you pick it up.
This can only
how much is lube really? I mean, for what I'm spending on lube, I'll save in the long run, right?
I guess. Hey, you will be able to play Bayonetta 2.
Fucking A, right?
Yeah, next year sometime.
Whatever.
Is that it?
Anything else?
Yeah, it's still awkward whenever I'm done. Jeff.
Hey.
What you been playing?
What I played? I'm playing some more, played some more of the Tomb Raiders. I went back to that after I beat it to do the tombs. I wanted to finish all the tombs that are in the game. There's not that many of them.
How are you guys?
No, there's really not.
I haven't talked to you since the game came out.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right, because you weren't on the last show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really love the game. It's one of my favorite games this year, definitely. For
good shit,
hands down.
I beat it, too.
Sweet.
Yeah, I beat it this week. I am very happy to say now that I have beaten all four Uncharted games that came out this generation.
It's so much more than Uncharted. It's not even funny.
It is so much Uncharted. It's not even funny.
It is not.
It is Uncharted.
Can you go backtrack in Uncharted and go to areas you couldn't open up before because you opened up these cool special
villages?
That's
the only thing.
No.
That's the only thing.
Somebody where you want to?
Yes, you can. And I'm sorry you guys had so many problems with that, but I sure as hell did not. It is Uncharted. It's Uncharted where you can backtrack.
On all accounts, Mr. Rikio.
It's Uncharted. Oh,
it's Uncharted, and you can backtrack.
Seriously?
Yes.
Nothing about the upgrade systems or anything
I mean,
like that?
I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. All that shit's really cool, but it still feels like Uncharted. That's exactly the way it feels. And that's not a bad thing. I fucking love Uncharted.
I think it does.
But that's what it is.
Isn't it weird how that game's like come full circle? Like Uncharted ripped the fucking shit out of Tomb Raider,
and now Tomb Raider ripped the shit off of Uncharted.
I really don't think it plays like Uncharted at all. Like Uncharted was predictable. Like all the battle sequences, you go into an area, it opens up. You're like, okay, here I'm gonna get to this point. It's gonna cue some kind of event.
And you didn't get that in Tomb Raider.
Filter. It's no.
I
did not get
really?
That in Tomb Raider.
I
got it in Tomb Raider.
I'm with Chris on that, actually. Yeah, there was a lot of
that
gallery
predictability.
You walk into an area, and it's like, oh, there's all these places for cover.
I know.
I
it's like, oh, look.
Fucking...
Look at all these things. No, hey, there's ammo boxes up there.
There was times where that didn't happen in Tomb Raider, but it happens in every single time in Uncharted. This time in Tomb Raider, I was like, okay, there's a lot of shit around here. There's going to be some people to fight, and there wouldn't be. But then again, when you come back to that area, that's when you start fighting people. So it wasn't like it was every single time. And everyone, I never got the feeling in Tomb Raider once that the enemies kept just respawning. I feel like they were placed on the map, and once you took them out, that was it.
See, I agree with that, but I don't think that there were cases where it was not handled well. And I'll give you a couple of examples. There was one example where I was climbing a wall, and I got to the top of the wall, and there were two guys talking, right? And they started to walk off, and they walked through this, like, little cave, and off the other end, and on the other end of the cave was a cliff. And you hear them fall off the cliff and scream to their death. And then I turned around, I actually walked through the cave, and I looked over the cliff, and then I turned around, and they were back. They were just in their original position.
Well, that could have been a glitch. Though.
Yeah, I mean, that was a glitch, but, right? So but that was weird.
Hold on.
Let me fucking finish, dude. I was just getting that out of the way because I was thinking about it at the time. There's also there's one particular part where, you're in, it's a little bit more of an open forest and there's areas that you can be in the trees. So like you can climb in the trees and there's one all the way at the top. So I went all the way to the top and, you know, and this goes back to like the crisis thing that you hate so much, Jeff. It's like as soon as one guy sees you, everybody knows where the fuck you are. That happened a lot in Tomb Raider and especially in that one spot. But in that one spot, I was safe in the highest point in that forest. They couldn't shoot me and they couldn't throw the grenades up at me and I was safe there. So I took everybody out and there was nobody around and I had already died in this section. So I knew that if you got spotted and you were on the ground, wolves came after you. Well, I never saw any of the wolves and I killed everybody and there was nobody around. And as soon as my feet hit the ground, five more guys came and four wolves came. So it's not a respawning thing, but it's a timing thing. It's like if everybody's supposed to see you, then everybody's supposed to see you. You know, it felt weird.
I didn't get that either because I get spotted all the time early in that level and then take out the few dudes and everyone else would still be walking around aimlessly being like, oh, we don't hear anything. So I don't know.
I actually went through that section probably, I think I had to, I did it four times. Just because I'd be trying to sneak around like a couple times. Like the first time I went in and tried to take everybody out. And then, one guy saw one of the dead bodies and everybody immediately knew where I was. And then, so the next time I actually tried to stealth through it and not kill anyone.
So in your game, when they saw a dead body, they never gathered around it and be like, hey, where is this? And they start looking around with their flashlights.
Not on that part.
That's always happened with me.
I mean, there were other times when they did that. Yes, but not on that particular part. There were the two times where someone saw a body, I was immediately in the crosshairs. And one of the times was when I was up in that tree. It's like they saw the dead body, all of a sudden everybody's shooting me. Or shooting at me.
Weird.
But no, there were other times when it's like they would see a dead body and they would start looking around. And usually I have enough time to take them out before they can find me. But, I guess it was that one sequence. That, I think, like, of the entire game, those two sequences were the only things that were really, that I really felt like they were done badly.
So 10 minutes out of your time is
I would say it's probably more than 10 minutes, but yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It's a good game. You guys are making it sound like I hate this fucking game.
No.
It is an Uncharted game, but that's good.
I honestly don't think it is an Uncharted. Like, I really can look at it like, there's so many differences with Uncharted. You might as well.
It's Uncharted enhanced, man. It's just got some extra stuff.
I'm with Chris on that. I think it feels a lot like Uncharted, but it's certainly a lot of improvements.
Spelunking and going around like tomb stuff, but there's honestly there's like so much. It's so separated from Uncharted. And I realize at the end, it's not. You might as well call every third person like shooter you're adventuring anywhere in Uncharted. Clone.
The way that they do the cinematics and the way that all the platforming is done and everything, it is incredibly Uncharted.
So Prince of Persia, the new one, was Uncharted. That's what it is. Where do you draw the line? Because like
I haven't played a Prince of Persia. So
Uncharted. I mean, Uncharted is literally A to B. Like, there's no turn. Like optional tombs to go raid. There's collectibles, but you can't go back.
So it's Uncharted enhanced. Exactly what I said.
Right.
But then that's like it's like a totally different.
Hey guys,
game.
did you guys check the link that I just sent in the Skype chat?
No.
The trophy thing.
The trophy thing. I think we should get one for Chris for breaking the game. We'll just buy him a little $4.95 trophy and say, hey, here you go.
You found
some like weird AI shit.
Jason, you're not getting upset because I'm taking shots at a game that you love, right? Because you never do that.
I've been siding with you for the most part.
yeah, no,
I'm just trying to change the subject. And
Yeah, I don't think it's as close to Uncharted as people think. I think there's more similarities to other games than Uncharted. I think the only thing it has to get, okay, cinematics, like Uncharted, what does that mean? They had people act out the scenes? Like, that could be every lot of other games that have been made.
It's exactly what Jason says about Uncharted. It feels like it's an action flick. It's more survival flick. It's more of a survival action flick than it is like a straight up action flick.
Okay, so
and the subject matter is very similar as well. You know.
Yeah, but I'll give you that subject matter.
What's that?
I don't know how I feel about this. I mean, granted, yeah. I mean, it definitely feels like an action flick. But my gripes with Uncharted are vastly different than what they are in Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider.
And I honestly don't think I'll ever understand that, to be honest with you. So.
I like Uncharted. I know Jason doesn't like Uncharted, but I like Uncharted for totally different reasons than I like Tomb Raider. Sorry, I like Uncharted because of the characters and set pieces. I like Tomb Raider because it's fun to play, and there's a lot of stuff to do outside of just going A to B. Like, I never once restarted a game of Uncharted afterwards. Reason why is because I did everything besides collectibles. That's... I don't count collectibles. But Tomb Raider's like, oh, there's these tombs I haven't figured out. I can shoot down all these other things to get other shit or upgrade my guns further.
Right. And that's why it's like Uncharted Enhanced.
It's a game.
It's Uncharted Enhanced.
But no, but then you can call any third-person shooter Uncharted Enhanced or Uncharted this because it's... What Uncharted is...
But you can't because it doesn't feel like Uncharted.
I don't think it feels at all. Like, gameplay-wise, I don't think... it's got platforming. Okay, well...
It's got platforming and it's got almost the exact same shooting mechanic.
I'm sorry. I... Totally disagree. No.
Outside of using a bow instead of a gun all the time.
No, I will. I'll let you go with that one. They feel totally different, the shooting mechanics. Like, the one in Tomb Raider actually feels competent.
Yeah.
And actually feels like it reacts and it feels tight. And where you're aiming is where you're aiming. It doesn't feel like every enemy is a bullet sponge and you're just putting lead. And
seriously? You don't think the enemies feel like bullet sponges?
No, and I think that
they react more to getting hit, but they're just as much bullet sponges.
Well, they don't force you to stay in one spot and just shoot them. Yet they force you to move around.
Oh yeah, that is true.
Use the traversal, like, it as a game, like, especially in combat. I think it feels way different than Uncharted, like, way different.
True.
Yes, the platforming, that I'll give you that, they feel similar. But outside of that and the actual subject matter, I think I think it has more in common with a lot of other games than Uncharted. I mean, it's fine. People will compare the two, but if you want to compare the two, I'd say Uncharted Enhanced. I'd say Tomb Raider is probably better than any Uncharted game that's been made so far.
Yeah! I won't agree with that, because I still think Part 2 is better.
Wait, what?
Oh. No.
from a story and a character and a cinematic standpoint, I think Uncharted 2 is a better game.
I'm just saying, what about as a game, though?
I played through Uncharted 2 twice. I probably won't play through Tomb Raider twice. I enjoyed it, but I'm gonna go and do the, like, redo the tombs because I think they're interesting, but I don't have any plans right now to go back and play it again.
There's not enough tombs though. There's only like 7.
Let me finish, Jeff. God damn it. That's a missed opportunity because that was like one of the best parts.
Who cares? We don't like Uncharted. Well, as much.
That's fine. But it is an Uncharted game. But that's a missed opportunity, is that the tombs were really, really interesting. And when you walked in, I liked how you walked in and you had to pretty much just figure out what was going on, you know? And that was, I mean, that's something that Jason said a while back, is like, puzzles are done much better in Tomb Raider. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. But you walk into a tomb.
Doesn't tell you how to do them.
Exactly. You walk into a tomb and you have to basically look around and figure it out. And none of them were amazingly difficult, but it was still cool to walk in and just be like clueless for a second and have to look around and assess the area and figure out what you're going to do.
You got that brain working a little bit. Honestly.
Yeah. Huh?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I have to ask you this honestly. How can you then possibly say, because Uncharted as a game, gameplay is simple, is shooting arena, a puzzle where it tells you how to do the puzzle.
True.
And repeat. So you just said that the combat, well, the enemies would flesh out more in Tomb Raider, the AI was like, whatever. They still felt like blowing sponges, that's fine, that's your opinion. That the tombs were better because they actually didn't tell you to do it. They were interesting, not necessarily easy, or not necessarily hard, but they're there. So you're getting more aspects already from the Tomb Raider aspect of gameplay, but you still think that Uncharted is a better game overall. That just strictly gameplay, not story, or likes characters.
I just think Chris likes jumping off of falling bridges, maybe. And you know what? That's his prerogative, man. You know, don't judge him.
I like Uncharted as a whole package. if you're taking if you gave me Uncharted and Tomb Raider side by side with none of the story or anything, then that might be a different conversation. But I don't really know how to answer that question because that's not the situation. I really don't feel like the gunplay in either one is much different from the other. You know, outside of the bow and arrow in Tomb Raider, which is really cool, I really didn't feel like the gunplay was all that much different.
Oh. When was the last time you played Uncharted 3? Like, honestly.
I went in a month or so after it came out.
Uncharted 3?
Yeah.
Go back and play Uncharted 3 again. And I think you'll notice right away the difference.
Oh, he's calling you out, Chris.
I'll tell you what. You get me a new PS3 and I'll do that.
Oh, that's yeah. Shit. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Deal with it.
That'll be tough. But yeah.
This is a pretty silly argument. They're both pretty good games.
They're both great.
Oh, they're
games.
Both awesome.
Yeah.
But
and I just, you know.
My main thing is I just honestly don't think it's an Uncharted ripoff with. Or whatever.
You can't rip off something that ripped you off. I mean, that's my feeling on it. You can't rip off something that ripped you off. It doesn't work. So Uncharted ripped off Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider is allowed to rip off Uncharted. They have that privilege.
I think they're just trying to keep up with the times. Like,
yeah,
that's
and
the
I think that's
sensibility,
what it is. Too.
They did what they needed. Like all the cinematic stuff, definitely. Like the push up to move forward, and you're really basically controlling a cinematic. Yeah, that's Uncharted stuff right there.
But I will say this though, like I do like the I don't want to call it RPG elements because that's such a stale term now, but like the weapon upgrades and the leveling up and getting new skills and that part actually felt very Far Cry to me. Just how like the different types of skills they gave you. And I liked the, I did find it, okay. Missed opportunity again with the tombs. It's like you open up one of the chests at the end of the tombs, and they give you one of three handgun upgrades. I'm like, why is that in there? I don't understand. Yeah. Give me something cool, you know? It doesn't have to be anything meaningful for the game. I just want to see something neat in there, you know? I raided a tomb. Give me a cool treasure. It doesn't even have to be meaningful.
But at the same time, why does she even give a shit? Do you know what I mean? Like, she's fighting for her life, you know. I'm a survivor.
That's true, too. It's
I'm reborn. It's so, yeah. I don't know. It's kind of disjointing to have her go be all, like, enthralled with this, like, tomb. It's like, oh, wow.
And, like, every treasure that every relic that you find around.
She's just,
like, look at this.
So interested.
Video game.
At the same time, she's got a fucking rebar sticking through her midsection.
And she was shot.
Just right.
Because
if
they didn't
put
that in there, Jason, it would be Uncharted.
That's true.
It would
true.
Be her from A to B, and that is it.
I'll be straight up honest. I didn't care for the tombs. Like I give them props for making the tombs like actual puzzles. You know what I mean?
I like
you
how they're
think about them for a little bit.
Like
they're very cool.
Some of them are
on there, but it's I don't know. It seems so out of place. With the narrative that they're taking with that particular game.
I wish that the characters outside of Lara had more substance, you know? And that's something that definitely felt better in Uncharted, is just the characters in general outside of the main character.
They hired better writers, but...
That may be true. But it's weird, though, because, like, I actually like Lara better than Drake. I think she's a better character. But all the supporting cast is not good. I mean, it's like, I think I like the big Hawaiian guy a little bit, but that's really it. It's
I like Roth. He was all right.
Roth was cool because he had, he was helping you out the whole time, you know? So, I mean, he had some substance, but, you know, everybody else is like the black chick. I'm just like, I'm done with you. Go away, you know?
Yeah.
I think a lot of the supplemental characters were very stereotypical.
Yeah.
I felt no connection to a majority of them.
No.
But I mean, Crystal Dynamics came out of fucking nowhere to produce this.
No
like,
doubt. It's a fantastic
one
game.
One of the best games in the past few years.
Yeah.
So who would think that a Tomb Raider game would probably be on a lot of Game of the Year lists?
It'll be on mine.
Never again.
It'll be on mine. No doubt. No doubt about it.
So props to them. I think we're nitpicking a little bit. But I mean, that's what we do. When
that is what
we're drinking
do.
And podcasting.
I love the fucking game. I nitpick. I fucking loved everything
great.
About it.
I had a great time with that.
Agreed.
Played some more DMC on the PC.
I want that game so bad.
It is so good. It's so good.
I just wish it would go on sale.
It wasn't sale not too long ago.
I know. It was like someone said it was on sale for like $20, and I was like, wait, I missed that?
What?
People need to tell me these things, man.
What else did I play? Played some more God of War Ascension.
Okay. I'm sorry. You sound very excited.
I am starting to enjoy it.
Okay.
Cool.
So it took 2.5 hours. And then finally it started to pick up. We're sort of getting some interesting game mechanics in there that wasn't just go A to B mashing buttons with pretty much no story. Because literally, like, there's hardly any story at the beginning of that game. Like, hardly any alternate, like, other characters. Kratos barely says a word.
What do you need? I mean, he's got his blades and he's angsty.
Yeah,
and he wants to kill people.
Five games. It's like,
it hasn't bothered you before, damn it.
Oh, it has. Because this has literally had zero new. And it still doesn't really have a lot new, but I like what they do with a lot of the puzzles in this game, which you don't really get some of the good ones till you're about 2.5
hours. Do you have to push blocks?
Not so much, actually. I've only pushed a couple, which is, that's why I'm enjoying it, because they throw
that's
in these
a step
other,
up.
Like, okay. Time puzzle things where you can kind of, like, corrode stuff or heal it. So it's kind of like a, it's not time travel, but you can, if there's a bridge that's collapsed, you can use this item to make it become intact again or vice versa. And there's some cool puzzles based around this mechanic, which is refreshing for the game. And again, it's me reaching for stuff that, let's put it this way, yesterday was the first time I played it for about 2 hours straight and wasn't thinking about another game while doing it. Like,
that's cool.
Yeah, the first 2.5 hours of this game, I literally was sitting there playing it and I'm like, oh, I want to go back to Tomb Raider. You know, maybe I should go to the Darkstalkers training room or something like that, or maybe I should do this. And then I usually would after about half an hour. And this is the first time I played for about 2 hours straight and was actually, like, engaged in the game and want to see what happens next. And yeah.
Good.
Still hasn't blown me away. It's at this point, I would still say it's the worst in the series, but
Right. Did I tell you guys the?
I can see that.
Did I tell you guys the demo story?
The demo story.
Yeah, I had someone. I don't think so. There was a conversation going on online, and someone said, "I don't know. Have you played the God of War Ascension demo?" I was like, "Well, I watched a 30-minute video or a 30-second video, 30 seconds of a 10-minute video, and I played God of War 3. So yes,
yeah, I
did
see that. Yeah.
But because that's really what it looks like. It just looks the same." And,
it really is. Yeah. It is.
But I mean, I'm still going
to
get it.
To be said for, I mean, if you've got a good mechanic, right, and it's something that's enjoyable, I'm sometimes okay with like more of the same if it's done right. But I mean, we're talking about like five games now. I think that it hasn't changed much.
This is the sixth game.
It's the sixth. Yeah, and it's not even that it hasn't changed. Like, it's coming off of DMC and what's it called, Metal Gear. Revengeance. It's that the combat isn't really engaging. Like, there's no reason to really switch through your different weapons or anything like that. It's just basically like slash, 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 dodge.
Square,
slash,
square, slash, triangle, slash, dodge. Square, square, yeah. Triangle, dodge.
And because it's not engaging, like, it's not like a Ninja Gaiden or like any of those other two games I mentioned, it's just like you're just doing the same thing over and over. And like, it looks great. It runs well. It's just literally five games of they haven't changed anything. You know, people are like, oh, yeah, you have new weapons now, and you have four different versions of the blades. I'm like, yeah, but all those new weapons are different iterations of weapons that have been in past games and so forth, and just kind of like, combat, it won't sell me on combat now. Like, before I'd let it slide, but then, coming off those other two games is really hard, because it's literally, the combat is not engaging at all. It just feels...
DMC has opened your eyes.
I think it really has, dude. It's like been like,
yes.
This is actually fun. Like, yeah, I'm dodging, but I have to parry. I gotta change up weapons. I can't use this weapon on this character. I gotta use this weapon. I can change this on the fly. You can't change weapons on the fly.
Did you ever really play God of War for the combat?
I didn't, but coming off those two games that are so
good. Oh my god,
good.
You guys have been like so fucking proponents for the combat in God of War.
No, I have not.
Yes,
you
have.
No,
like,
I have not. I just said the game was fun and it's
pull
an
up
epic
the tape.
Story. Yeah,
I
you
always
find
said
that tape, Jason.
Yeah,
you find
I always
that tape.
Said DMC and Ninja Gaiden had better, and Bayonetta had better combat, but I also said that God of War combat wasn't that bad and it still forced you to change stuff up. And this game, maybe it's just this game, maybe I should go back and play the others, but this game really doesn't force you to change shit up. And it's just like, ugh, okay.
On normal difficulty, it really doesn't. So
it shouldn't matter. Everything should be based on normal difficulty.
I agree with you, but like that's what I'm saying. It's like,
you know, like Devil May Cry forced you to change it up normal difficulty. So does Ninja Gaiden, Metal Gear Rising. You still gotta like be parrying and blocking and.
Jeff, I'm agreeing with you, dude.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah. No, damn it.
But yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's like on normal difficulty, God of War does not make you do that.
Well, even if we didn't look at the God of War series just for combat, even the story and all that stuff is not that great in this one. It's just not interesting.
Do you still have like the epic set pieces? Because that's what I mean. What I really enjoyed about the God of War games was that
they're epic, but they're not as epic. Because it's like, how do you?
It's hard to beat three.
It's like it's really, really tough.
Yeah, it's hard to beat three.
To be honest, the only reason I'm really playing through it is I heard the last hour of this game is freaking phenomenal. Like, it's like the best set piece and craziness that God of War games ever had, but to get to that point, you have to go through one of the worst parts that God of War game has ever had.
I heard that's getting patched.
Well, I haven't got there yet, so we'll see, but I heard it's, like, terrible. Everyone I know who's played through it's like, it is bullshit. I don't know why it was in the game or why it was done the way it was. It just totally ruins the flow. Sorry. I'm just getting angry. Today's going to be an angry night. Let me talk about my next game, Chris.
Can we all fucking hug or something? Yeah. Something's not right tonight. I don't get
but
it.
I am
Let's all meet
it.
At MGC and hug.
My standards are just so high for God of War. Now they're just... I really think their A-team's on 4. I don't think this is their A-team.
But... I've been telling you motherfuckers for years.
Yeah. Oh, I know. But you don't like anything about God of War, though.
I hate everything.
You do hate everything.
Except Tomb Raider. Mm-hmm. And the next game I'm playing some Darkstalkers. Game's good. Game's fun.
Yeah.
I like that.
People need to buy this game. Just saying.
They really do. It's a good package. Like, those guys at Iron Galaxy know what they're doing with their not remakes, I guess they're HD versions of Capcom games they're bringing to consoles, because their online is superb. They let you do stuff.
Is it their online, or is it GGPO?
Well, it's GGPO, but I mean, it's... I mean, Capcom doesn't use GGPO, so whatever their connections are. And they let you do stuff that no other fighting game lets you do that you should be able to, like change your buttons in the middle of a match, or even while you're selecting a character, or while you're waiting to select a character, while you're waiting for your turn. You can go in there, change your buttons. If you want to look at a move list from a character, it's not your turn, you're watching two other people fight, pull up the move list for any character you want to and check that out. It's just so easy to use and so awesome. And it's also fun because none of us, like, there's only a small group of people that have been playing. It's been like Jason, Animated Fan, myself. Who else played with us the other night? I can't remember.
I think that's it. Travis did the other night.
Oh, Travis played with us for a bit too. But no one's like really versed in that game, like to the point where it's like Street Fighter or MVC or something like that. So it's like, it's just fun because everyone's kind of learning stuff on the fly. So right now it's really fun in that aspect.
Right. But if you plan lying against people who have been playing this for fucking years, wow. I did not know that game was so deep. Holy shit.
I played 4 matches last night. Yeah, last night I played my first 4 matches online ranked. 2 of the matches got blown the fuck up. Like, I didn't even know half the shit you could do. And the other 2 matches were people that were obviously just starting playing the game like I was. So it was like 2-2 with those 2 guys. Like, I didn't even know. I was like, wow. Awesome. All right. Not playing online again. This is not fun. And this is people with just like slightly higher battle points than I had. Like, so it's obviously people that playing for a while just haven't been playing the game for it.
It's still early, so.
That's true.
Battle points are kind of evened out right now.
Yeah. But it's fun. I like it.
It's great.
Really awesome. Yeah.
Cool.
That's it, though.
All right.
Those are the biggies. And I played the Dead or Alive 5 demo on Vita. Seems to be a pretty good port. So if you like,
How's that first person booby touching?
When you poke the boobs?
Yeah.
Is
that alright?
I mean, it looks cool, but it plays like shit.
No tactile feedback on the boobs, I suppose?
No, not really. No. It's
alright, pass.
Yeah, it's a first person fighting mode for people who don't know, and you literally just tap on the screen to do attacks.
Anywhere on the screen. Well, the crouch and boob region.
Crouch and boob region. You have to do high and low attacks, and then you can do like counters certain ways, but
boob and crotch attacks. Yeah.
It looks pretty good. I mean, it looks good on the Vita.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Cool.
Yep. Plays well. I think it seems 60 frames, so looks like they got that shit down.
Smooth as shit.
Yeah.
I really like that series. I really do.
It's fun.
But not a lot of people play it.
No.
Not a lot of people like boobies as much as we do.
No. It's a shame.
Chris.
Yo. I don't really have anything else to add. I played some more Professor Layton, but outside of that, it was mostly Tomb Raider. So,
I played Tomb Raider already when it was called Uncharted.
Pretty much. But yeah, I mean, Professor Layton is Professor Layton. It's just on the 3DS. It actually seems like the 3DS version has less puzzles. It feels like I'm going through.
Yeah.
It feels like I'm going through a lot more story in between puzzles than the previous games, you know? So it's like, I just want to be like, I don't care about this. Okay, there's some masked guy that's turning people to stone. I don't care. Just let me do the puzzles. That's why I'm playing this game. So, but that's it. It's still a good game. If you like Professor Layton, go out and get it. I like it.
I haven't played it since the first one.
Yeah, I played the first one, I played the second one, and I'm playing this one. So, I still think the first one was the best, personally, but that's just me. Cool. Hey, news.
Yeah,
lots of news this week.
Ooh,
Jeff, what you got?
News.
Keep going. Oh, I thought you were doing
news. News. News.
DuckTales.
Oh yeah.
Capcom announced today at the PAX. PAX is going on. That Way Forward. Those guys. They did like Contra on the 3D on the DS, and they did really Boy and His Blob.
And
they were doing DuckTales.
Hardcore Uprising.
Uprising,
which we liked a lot.
Yes. Yep.
But yeah, they're doing DuckTales again. I saw the trailer. That game was, first of all, that was an amazing game on the NES.
It was an amazing game.
Yeah, it was very, very, well, it was one of the few times that a licensed game was one of the best ever and really, really good. So people have been asking for this for years.
Fucking bought. That's all I have to say.
Oh, for sure. I saw the trailer. It looks really good.
Wait, you saw the trailer and did you sing along?
Of course I sang along.
Excellent.
DuckTales. Ooh.
Dude, I did not know all of the words to that.
No, I thought I did, but no.
No, I don't. Yeah. I wouldn't even try right now. I haven't seen that show in God knows how many years. But such a good game.
Oh, yeah. Well,
All you people who have not played this game because you're too young, if you don't buy it, I will personally hunt you down.
He's not going to do that.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I agree with
what
he
says. You need to play this game. You really do. You need to play it. It's awesome.
It's iconic, and it's very influential in the platformer realm. Like, it influenced a lot of people, I think.
I agree.
Yep.
Anyway.
Cliffy B said it was the game that, what did he say in one of the quotes? It basically got him into, it made him understand everything about that genre. So, I don't know, some crazy quote, but whatever.
That jazz jackrabbit shit.
Oh, I've never played that, but. But DuckTales, good stuff. Did they say it? Did they put a release date?
They said summer.
I'm guessing it's probably going to be Summer
of
Arcade.
Yeah, I think it's going to be part of Summer of Arcade. Well, yeah, I guess that really depends, because if it comes out at the same time on PSN, then I don't think they could be a part of Summer of Arcade.
No, Summer of Arcade's got to be just for that.
Yeah, it's got to be only Xbox. Yeah. So it may actually still come out over the summer, but not be a part of Summer of Arcade.
It's got to be real close. I was super surprised. They actually have it playable at PAX.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Which...
We had advanced knowledge of this and something else I think we're talking about in news, had no fucking idea that it'd be playable away.
Remember this, because this is a good point I want to bring up when we do our Question of the Week feature today.
Okay.
The next thing is they announced that the D&D games are coming out to Xbox Live and PSN.
Fucking
yes!
Tower of Doom, yeah, I think it is actually Tower
and
of Doom.
The Shadows of Mystara?
Yeah, they're basically like, they're side-scrolling beat-em-ups, this being of like Final Fight, but D&D-based. Yeah. And these games, I think at the time...
So much better than fucking Final Fight.
Oh, because you could put in your name and it would save it. And
it's way more than that. They had like Street Fighter-esque motions and stuff.
Yeah,
You get down, up, and attack, and did like fireball motions, and gameplay is so much better.
Oh, yeah, no, what I'm saying is that what was so cool about the arcades was you can actually save your character. And go up and play it and continue that character on. Because it was like NBA Jam where you had like your initials or whatever. And then it would save like your game. I don't know if you remember that NBA Jam. Like if you're doing tournament mode. Yeah, so it was like that same kind of thing. So it was kind of cool to be like, hey, you put in your shit. And it's like, hey, I'm my character. You kind of like level up and stuff. It was really cool.
This game was extremely popular on Saturn when it came out. The D&D games. They came out in Japan.
I don't think it... Yeah, it wasn't released over here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. They were popular at our store because we got imports. So.
Ooh.
Yeah. I was excited to see that because I haven't played those games in a fucking long time.
I play through both of those, I think, at least once a year.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Oh, wow.
I fucking love
Do you have them on Saturn? Games. Like import? Or
I've downloaded some emulators and some ROMs and shit. Not on Saturn. But they came out in the arcade first. And,
yeah.
Yep. That's Is Iron Galaxy doing these ones too?
I think, it seems like it. I've seen some of the...
Did they do Final Fight and Magic Sword?
Probably. Because the, like the over-the-shoulder view.
The
shit
views
like
in
that.
There and everything.
Yeah, it looks the same.
Okay.
Cool. Sticking with the Capcom, this hasn't been officially announced yet, but somebody on NeoGAF showed up and mentioned something about a new Strider game in the works for Xbox Live and PSN.
Settle down, Shorty.
People thought this was kind of bullshit, but then they traced it back. This guy actually works at a game dev, which is, what's it called, Double Helix, which have not put out some good stuff lately. They did, like, the Green Lantern game, Silent Hill Homecoming Battleship.
Which one was Homecoming?
My favorite.
I think that's the one. Wasn't that the one on the Wii U? No.
No.
It was after the
Wii U. I was gonna ask if it was the Vita one.
I think it is the Vita one.
It was a portable, yeah.
Yeah, it was a Vita one.
Yeah, I really don't... it's like, I kind of want to give him the benefit of the doubt because you have that game, and then you have all these movie licenses that were, you know...
That they've worked with.
Yeah, and so I don't want to judge them yet.
They had Front Mission as well on Xbox and PS3.
Front Mission, really? Yeah. Not sure how those turned out, really.
So it hasn't been announced. The rumor is it's actually going to be announced at PAX, so by the time you're hearing this...
It may have already been announced at this point.
Yeah. So, as a developer, I'm really excited. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I'm not getting my hopes up like I am for DuckTales and the D&D games because those are like remakes, and this is rumored to be like a new Strider game, and Capcom putting a brand new game in this developer's hands is scary as shit to me. So, I don't know.
Optimism. Optimism.
Haven't there, like, past 15 games been developed by somebody else?
Capcom?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but not Double Helix, though. I mean, WayForward's a good developer. Like,
true.
What's called a good developer? Fucking guys who do Street Fighter. What the hell are their names?
Those dudes.
Yeah, you know, those guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, these guys just... I mean, if it was Grin was around, like, Grin did really well with their stuff, but they don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
They even farmed it out to, like... Even the fucking guy who did fucking Samurai Dishwasher. That would make more sense to me. But,
or the guy who did Dust. Go get him.
Dude, even that. It would take
Strider would have a fucking tail
and ears.
No.
Oh, shit. Final Fantasy XHD will be coming out, of course, for the PS3 and the Vita. If you buy the PS3 version, it will come with the HD version of Final Fantasy X2 for free.
Right.
On Vita, the two will be sold separately.
Which is fucked up.
I don't mind that as long as the PS3 version at least gets you the Vita version of Final Fantasy X on Vita.
Oh, if there's one of them that's cross-buy?
Yeah.
I can see that.
That would kind of make sense. I can see them getting rid of giving like four free games out. That's kind of, or three, I guess it would be.
Yeah.
But...
I actually never finished 10. 10 frustrated the shit out of me. I did not really enjoy that one as much. But a lot of people love it. So I say, you know, good on them.
I would, you know what, because I'm going on my trip, I'm looking for a game to play, at least on the plane ride, to keep my mind off the whole flying thing. And I was looking for an RPG. I was like, I wish that game was out now, because that's a game that would be perfect for that. But I'm looking at another game right now, which I'm sure we'll talk about during new releases, that I think I might get. Unfortunately, it's not on the Vita, but I'm sure we'll get to that later.
I would say, I would suggest Persona 4 or Golden,
was the one game I was thinking of. But then this other game's getting really good reviews.
Oh, is that like Tales of, is that the Tales game that's coming out?
No.
No?
Okay. It's not an RPG.
Oh, okay.
No, it's, what's called, Luigi's Mansion.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's getting really...
Yeah, good. You know, I didn't like Luigi's Mansion on the GameCube. So.
I never played it, so...
I'll probably skip it.
John Riccitiello.
What's up? Yeah, that's right. He is not
the devil of EA.
He's not the CEO anymore.
No, he stepped down, which basically means he got fired, but they gave him the opportunity to not be embarrassed and to say he stepped down.
Yeah, I have a feeling that's what it was, too.
I guarantee you that's what it is. Like, it's very rare you hear a CEO of a company get fired unless they really, really fuck up and the shareholders are like, yeah, we want his head on a platter.
Yeah, so, it's really weird, too, because it's like, okay, so we've said in the past that we liked that EA turned things around.
And they
did. And then they turned them back. It's like...
Well, I don't blame that on EA one bit. I blame it on the people that didn't buy those games when they tried to turn it around. Like, every single one of those games that they released during that time frame sold like shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, they tried, and then when they didn't work, they're like, what do we do? Do we keep trying to
And then they went back to the, then they went back to the Activision route.
Exactly. That's exactly what they did. Like, they tried Mirror's Edge. They tried putting out the new Prince of Persia to reboot that thing. They came out with a Brutal Legend. Well, Brutal Legend, yeah. I'm trying to think. Dead Space did kind of did pretty well. I mean, that was one of the good ones out of the whole thing.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously the Mass Effect games, but
oh yeah, but people also blame them for fucking up Mass Effect. The people,
yeah,
really
it's not. I'm sure EA had creative influence on that. I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure the only thing that EA did for Mass Effect is said put in multiplayer. I'm pretty sure that would be the only thing.
And DLC.
DLC was there anyway. The DLC was there on the first one, too.
DLC was in the first one, yeah.
I mean, there was more DLC in the second and the third one, but there was still, like, two or three DLC packs on the first one. So, I don't know.
Meh.
I mean,
but maybe the whole multi... I don't know. That's all, like... Yeah.
But who takes over for Riccatello at this point?
I have no idea. Peter Moore?
I was just going to say, is Peter Moore going to take over?
Yeah, well, they're in a lot of shit. Like, the whole, like, the Civ thing that's happening right now. Or not Civ, SimCity.
SimCity thing, yeah.
Like, they're in a lot of shit. I would not be surprised if they don't pick up their shit real soon that they sell the company to someone. But, I mean, they still have two big franchises. They still have Madden, which is huge. I guess they got Battlefield.
Well, they have all their sports franchises. They've got Battlefield.
Well,
they've got
NHL and
anything
Madden.
BioWare
FIFA.
Puts out.
FIFA, yeah.
Anything that, fucking shit. Burnout. Criterion puts out. So, I mean, they still have good developers behind them. It's just a matter of them, getting back to doing business the right way and thinking more about the consumer. And I don't think they've been doing that lately. So.
No. But like I said, they tried and no one bought anything.
That's right. Yeah. Maybe they'll make Mirror's Edge 2.
They need to stop with the bullshit. The fucking, the nickel and dime people for dumb shit like jerseys on players, or what did they do? They did something recently that was really sketchy.
See,
I
still don't have an issue with that. It's like, it's optional. Just, you know, if you don't want to pay for it, then don't pay for it.
Well, no, but it's like, it's a sports game. Alternate jerseys should come free with that game they have in the history of sports games. They did something, though. I can't remember what game was it. Like, literally something really recently that everyone's pissed. Not the SimCity thing, but something before that everyone's really pissed off about. Might have been with, like, a Tiger Woods game or something. I can't remember.
I'm sure there's...
Probably because it was, like, a Tiger Woods game. We probably didn't care. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of stupid things that they did, but... Yeah.
Definitely. That's about it, unless you got anything else to talk about.
The only thing that I was going to mention is more of a techie thing. I just think it's a cool little bit of news. And this just goes to show that I think Sony is actually putting the developer... ahead of, you know, making super powerful hardware, that they are actually making a strategic partnership with Unity. And Unity is basically, it's an environment where developers can make a game for multiple platforms at the same time. So it's very, very popular, among game developers these days. And, I think it's a great move for them. So hopefully this will work out and we'll see. A lot more. I want to say ease of
iOS
porting
games.
It's not just iOS.
That's what it's gonna come down to.
It's not just iOS though. I mean, Unity works for like Wii. I think it works for Wii U as well.
Yeah, right, and Nintendo's been on this fucking bandwagon for like a couple years.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know. It's not a big. Not a big deal.
You'll have to play on your Wii U, Jason.
That's true.
Some good stuff.
My fucking Unity machine.
There you go.
Yeah, you can put that right next to Ouya.
Hey, I should be getting mine in a couple
speaking
weeks.
Speaking of which, yeah, that comes out real quick.
Yeah, it's going to be next week it's supposed to ship, I think. Right?
I can't 28th? Wait.
28th, yeah, Thursday. So, but...
Break time.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about previews, then we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. Maybe.
So, yeah, we will.
Stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Okay,
bye. It's time to wake up. And welcome back.
You welcome back.
Gee,
God,
thanks.
It feels like that break was like 2 days long, man.
Whew, not long enough.
No kidding. Hate talking to you motherfuckers. Anyway, yeah. Today we are talking about game previews. And it was kind of a question of the week that Jeff threw together.
Yeah, pretty much.
We only got one email for it, but I have a feeling we're going to have some extra conversation on this one anyway, because it seems to be a topic of conversation that Jeff is very passionate about. So after that, we'll do our new releases and then emails and get out of here. So let's start with the email. Jason, you want to take this?
I will do it. Let me scroll up and find it. There we go. It's from Sean Recupido. This dude says, "Why do game previews help? Well, if a preview is good, it will get people hyped and talking about the game and hopefully buy it when it comes out. Who do they hurt? Well, if the preview is shitty and the game isn't ready to be shown yet, it could be disastrous towards the sale of a game. I don't really see them hurting anyone, though, unless they are absolutely horrible. If anything might hurt my enjoyment of a game because I could get overhyped. Just like I'm usually let down when somebody tells me something is amazing. I'd much rather come to a game knowing absolutely nothing about it, and I'll enjoy myself way more." Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Sean. That's Sean Recupido, by the way. And I think this is kind of where you were going, Jeff, because in some cases, I don't think previews help anyone.
Yeah.
Except journalists.
Yeah. Well, they do the hype thing. That's definitely something they do. For sure.
And I agree, but that's the thing. It's like if you have a preview, okay, so it depends on when the preview happens. Like if the preview happens and it's too early in the creation of the game, then you get a situation like Colonial Marines where the preview is nothing like what actually came out. And it gets everybody hyped up and everyone has high expectations and then the game shits all over them.
Yeah.
But then, you know, if it's closer to the release of the game and they show a preview and it's more accurate to what it's going to be, then it makes sense. Cause then it helps out everybody. Cause it gets
it's rare actually that the preview is actually even, you know, retail code or anything.
Right. So. And that's, well, it's not going to be retail code because they're not going to show a preview after the game's done. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, well, I mean, maybe they will, but then it would only be like a week.
Yeah, it's usually a ways off.
Right. But I mean, if the game is well into development,
mm-hmm.
when they show this preview, then it's helpful to people. But if it's too early in the life cycle, all they're doing is showing a target and then you're getting things like the Killzone video from E3 when they showed off the PS3 or yep. Colonial Marines is a good example. So you're hurting everybody in that case except for journalists. Journalists are going to get hits because they're talking about this preview of this game that looks incredible. And you know, gamers are getting duped. You know, they're going to go out and buy this game and it's not going to be as good as what they thought. And then it reflects badly on the company making the game because they gave you this preview that's nothing like the actual game.
That's true. All right. So, I mean, the symbiotic relationship between like game developers and like journalists as it were, you know, journalists need, you know, the media to hype their game so they can get, you know, pre-orders and, you know, just sales and journalists need that information before anybody else. So there's kind of this, it's not like an unspoken rule, you know, that you don't talk too in depth about the game, but there is certainly an understanding that what we're being shown is not final. And
right.
Previews can range anywhere from like, you know, 6 months, sometimes a year before the game's actually done to a couple of weeks before it's done. You never really know. We always go in like with the understanding that shit could change. Do you know what I mean? So any preview that you see coming out of like Game Informer is very informational. You know, it's light on speculation. It's light on opinion. It's more or less, you know, just stating, you know, exactly what we played or what we were shown. There's certainly circumstances in which, you know, developers like come in to show off previews and there's very little that's playable. Do you know what I mean? Like they just kind of have a vertical slice of something. So it's real hard to gauge exactly how good the game is going to be. It's super tough and it varies all across the board and it's super frustrating. Yeah. And Alien Colonial Marines is an excellent example of, you know, this game that had a lot of hype, had a great developer behind it and just completely shit itself.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's also a game that there weren't a lot of previews that were going out, you know. Preview code went out like shortly before the game was finalized.
Right.
So, I mean, developers were trying to minimize the risk out there.
And what you said is just a good information to have, because like Game Informer and other of the bigger sites, the more reputable sites, will leave it, you know, leave opinion out of it and just be, completely, this is what we know. And this is all we know right now. So this is what we're going to tell you. And, you know, and they usually leave that, the opinionated pieces out of it. Sometimes there are sites that don't, and, you know, it's,
That's true. And they're probably fishing for hits as well.
Yeah,
but, it's a tricky road because, you know, like I said before, it's a symbiotic relationship. Like, you don't really want to piss off the developers either. But at the same time, you have to bring like journalistic integrity into the mix. And it's like, you know, if this game is super, super bad, aren't we, you know, obligated to tell everybody about it? The truth of the matter is a lot of times we don't really know because, God, there's so many times that we will play like a preview build and it's just not up to snuff, but it changes drastically, significantly, and improves so much, you know, over the final course of, you know, the past few months that the game's just completely different.
And that's where my opinion comes in, whereas I think they should totally get rid of those previews entirely. Cause there's been a couple games, like recently, DuckTales was just announced, it's playable at PAX, and it's coming out in a couple months. Now, that's an Xbox Live game, a PSN game, so it's not like this huge, huge game or anything like that. But it's we see it being played, we see what it looks like, it's coming out soon. Syndicate did this as well, the remake of it. It was announced at, I think it was at E3, and came out a few months later. So they announced it, they showed it, and then a few months later, you pretty much knew what you were getting. Yeah. And I think it reminds me of back in the day, like reading EGMs like that, where you'd know a game was coming out for like Super Nintendo or Genesis, and then you'd see screenshots of it, maybe in a few magazines leading up to it, and then reviews came out and you got to see what the actual game was like. And I kind of want to see that come back because I really am sick of seeing like a teaser of an announcement a year later, finally seeing gameplay a year after that. You'll see like a live demo or something at an E3 and then the game coming out like that fall. It's like, like a year, 2 years where you're waiting for this thing. You're building up your expectations based on these previews or demos, and a lot of the times they're not what you get in the final game. Like, there's some exceptions, of course, but I like the idea of they announce a game with a trailer and then they show it like at E3, they show like a demo of it, like an onstage demo, it's playable on the floor, and then it comes out like that year. Like, how much better would have last E3 been if it was the first time we saw Last of Us, the first time we saw Tomb Raider, the first time we saw Tomb Raider, and all these games are coming out this year? Like, that would have been like awesome. It would have been blowing everyone away, but that's everyone said when those games went on there, like, oh, we've seen all this already. So it's not really that exciting for us, and I don't think it does anything for the developers other than give the journalists something to, I guess, write about. But I don't know. Go ahead, Chris.
I'm less worried. It's less of an issue for me about the timing of it as it is the accuracy. And I think that's that partially goes with it too. It's like, it's like, DuckTales is fucking playable at PAX right now, I believe. Isn't that what they said? And, you know, this is the first time we've heard about it. That makes sense. That's a great preview because it's like, this is the game. This is what you're getting. It's a good representation of what we're going to be able to play when we buy the game. You know, when you show a preview of a game that isn't coming out for 2 years, well, I don't know if that's what the game is going to fucking look like.
Yeah.
It's like, it's
changed
like,
drastically.
All those games that they showed at the PS4 conference, I don't know what those are going to be like. The only one that I can say, okay, that's probably what I'm going to get is Killzone because they were actually playing it on stage.
Yeah. Well, you know? don't discount the opportunity for feedback from gamers. You know, they get wind of a new game. You know, you just said that you don't know exactly how this is going to play. Maybe your speculation comes to play and says, oh my God, I really wish that it had this, or I hope they don't do this. Developers listen to that shit and they take that stuff into consideration. So in some cases, it's good to have, you know, that kind of feedback. And, you know, putting your preview or your announcement out there a little bit early definitely generates buzz and gets people thinking about the game.
That's fine. I don't see the point of showing it playable so far out when so much. Even Bioshock Infinite, like that's all the reviews that are out so far. Well, I guess all one of them.
Well, yeah.
How long have you known about that game? I mean,
about forever. 12 more hours.
And it's really, 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 really good apparently. Yeah. But even when you look at, even character designs in that game have totally changed.
Yeah.
Like, since we first saw it playable. And levels, like, it's... And I don't know if that came by fan feedback or not, but it's... I don't know. I don't think it really helps, because the whole hype thing is good in some cases and just as equally bad. I've bought games based on hype and been disappointed, and I've done the opposite, where games have been hyped up, and I bought it, and I've loved it, and I've been also somewhere in the middle. And I don't know. I want to get it back to the old days. I'd like to see just 1 year cycle of knowing a game's there and it's coming out, so we don't have to wait and wait and wait. It's just, and I think a lot of like platform holders do this a lot now, like Sony and Microsoft, where they'll, I guarantee you, E3 and whenever Microsoft decides to announce their console, they're going to announce games that aren't going to be coming out for like 2 years just to be like, hey guys, this is coming, so buy our console, which is understandable, but. Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like, that's kind of goes with the culture of what the gaming industry has become, because a lot of people want to know that information. It's like, well, most of the time when you hear about a company that's making a game that's not coming out for 2 or 3 years, that's Sony or Microsoft saying, okay, this is what this big name studio is working on right now. You know, it's like, Last of Us. We've known about that for a couple of years now because that's what they're working on. They finished Uncharted. They're done with that. Now they're working on something different, and this is what it is. You know? Mm-hmm. And same thing with we were just talking about it. BioShock is what I was going to say. It's like, they're letting you know. I mean, this is a big studio. This is what we're working on. You know? So I can see that. But I guess my only thing is that I want it to be a good representation of what we're actually going to get. And sometimes it's not, you know, Killzone 2 was, it's arguable how close they came to the video. I'm definitely not going to argue that point one way or the other, because either way, the game looked pretty good. But what they showed was obviously not a good representation of what they were trying to deliver, because, you know, it was this sped up 5 frame per second video or whatever, however they created that thing. But, you know, if they're showing actual gameplay like they did with, the new one coming out for PS4, I'm okay with that. You know, it's a better representation of what they're trying to create.
And we'll probably be playing Killzone 4 this year. So that's another one of those things where it's like, they showed it, they announced it, they showed, like, it wasn't playable to the public at E3, but, or at their event, but at least they had someone on stage playing it. They went on TV shows, played it. So then there you go. You kind of have a better idea. It's just,
I definitely like seeing that too. Yeah.
Yeah. I think fans too will get, they won't be so, I'm trying to think of the right way to describe it. Like, if it's good for the developer, because if let's just say Colonial Marines wasn't shown the way it was the first time they showed gameplay, it probably would have sold maybe better than it actually did. But that's not really a good thing, because, I mean, the game was actually, I was just playing it before we started recording, by the way.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
I got it for free, so I was like, yeah, I'll try it out.
That's what I said. He's like, I'm playing Colonial Marines, and I'm like, why? It's like, please tell me you didn't pay for that. He says, no, I got it for free. I'm like, is someone paying you to play it? Because if not, you should probably stop right now.
Hey, it's not a bad shooter if it came out in, like, 2005 or like 2002.
It's not a bad shooter if it was on N64.
I think it's a smaller window of announcement to when the game launches leaves less room for gamers to change their mind on a game, and it actually makes them decide based on reviews and word of mouth quicker than opposed to like different previews coming out and different demos and coming out and having different, like Jay said, like a lot of Game Forum might do more of like an informational thing, but a lot of other places will do kind of opinion stuff like this needs to be fixed, changed, whatever, and then you have
it's
the whole
irresponsible.
Exactly. Because then you have the whole Dennis Dyack thing where it's like, well, you shouldn't be doing that. It's a preview code. It's not even what the final is going to be. It's just kind of like to see, hey, this is what the game, this is what it's
kind of where
right
we're
now.
At right now. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, this isn't the final by any means. But I mean, that's hurt a lot of games. It hurt Two Human big time doing that.
That's
true. Again, who knows if it would have helped them if they just fucked all the demos and all those things and just concentrated on making the game better. Who knows? But
It's so strange, you know, because I don't know. The behind the scenes stuff is so much more, transparent nowadays. You know, you were talking about it earlier, Jeff, you know, days of EGM, you know, way back in the day, we'd get a couple screenshots or something like that. But nowadays, you know, when everybody's a little more internet savvy, information goes out so much quicker. And Chris mentioned it too, you know, we want to know what particular studio is working on what, you know, and there's things like, you know, investor call meetings and stuff and shit like that gets leaked. You know, it's like, oh God, Ken Levine's working on another BioShock.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But when they're doing that, they're not showing the investors, hey, here's what BioShock's right, like right now.
But I mean, publishers want to do like damage control. They want to control everything, you know, all that information that goes out. So they try and put together a sparkling package, you know, and they've got to do that earlier and earlier in development, it seems. At the same time, it's tough because it's not final. Yeah. So,
and I mean, you mentioned investors too, and that's another thing. It's like a lot of times these things are done for market pricing, you know, to make sure that the investors are getting their money's worth, and maybe stock goes up. You know, I mean, that's part of it too. It's all about,
or
you know,
that, the, maybe well, they need more money too. You know,
yeah,
that's not unheard of.
That's true too.
I don't. Ken Levine did a good interview with was it Giant Bomb last week? It's like it's a pretty good interview on their site. But he said that they don't really like doing the whole preview thing either. But they did. They showed that gameplay footage. Well, that live demo they did at E3 2 years ago, was it, when it was first time it was play, like not playable, but they showed like gameplay footage.
Mm-hmm.
And because the game got delayed twice since then, and they kind of went dark. They didn't show anything besides a couple of trailers here or there, no gameplay. Everyone was worried that the game was not working. You had like three people leave, but the people that left were like art people or people that basically were done. Like their job was done. They just went into another developer to start another job. So he kind of lied. He's like, well, yeah, everyone thought the game was in trouble, but apparently it wasn't. That wasn't indeed the fact. Oh, they just wanted to concentrate on getting the game up to what people's expectations were. And he said that first video basically had expectations like through the roof, and it's, I can see why. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know. I think the announcement, I think that helps the investor side of it. Like all 2K would have to do is announce Grand Theft Auto 5, and there you go. Boom.
They're set for the next year or two.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're fine. So, and then they don't have to show gameplay till like that year. Like that game was announced, 2 years? Well, I guess it was last year. They're usually about 2 years for that one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like it back. I just was thinking about that. I'm just like, I miss those days of reading about a game in EGM and playing the game that year. And
part of it, there's another side of that coin too. Because when we were reading in EGM and reading a preview and it was coming out later this year, development times were much shorter. You know, these big budget games, they might be in development for 2 or 3 years, and that's just the nature of the beast.
Oh yeah, that goes back to the whole point of this conversation is then why show it when it's too early? Like even if development time's like 5 years, then that's fine. Announce it like when you feel like, okay, we have a good launch window, like, and then wait 2 years, but then don't, like after the two, then show like that when it's actually coming out, have a preview event, show a demo on E3, live at E3, because E3 has just been, it's been fucking boring the past like 4 or 5 years. It's just because we know of everything mostly. Right. It's like 10% of stuff that we're like, we're seeing something for the first time. Yeah, that's really
the
cool.
The best E3s are like the ones that are coming up now. We're going to hear more about hardware and pricing of that hardware and that kind of thing. And hopefully we'll see going to pricing.
Yeah, I just don't get excited for a game like announced that much anymore because I know like, oh, that's cool. I'll play that in 2 years.
Yeah.
That's why DuckTales is refreshing. And even Syndicate didn't sell well, but it was refreshing too when that came out like 5 months after it was announced.
Yeah. From my perspective, dude, like a gaming perspective, it's like if I hear about something, I want to play it now.
Yeah, exactly.
And nothing pisses me off more than seeing a fucking CG simulated teaser trailer.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, Skyrim's coming out in 5 fucking years. You can look forward to that. It's like,
how's that Last Guardian going?
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, if they
but
didn't
we never
show
saw a preview of that. We just saw trailers.
Yeah, it's
true. But they still showed that way early. They did that. It was probably a whole, like, let's get everyone pumped for the PS3 kind of thing.
Right? Yeah, yeah. And now it's coming for the PS4, I'm sure.
And I'm sure the developers are like, no, guys, we're not ready.
Yeah,
no,
exactly,
please don't.
But Sony,
Sony's like, no, this is going to be great. Oh, God, we're going to show this off. Oh, that's
totally
this is going to be
ready.
Awesome. No, not ready.
Here's Grand. Oh, we're gonna have Grand Theft Auto. Or not Grand Theft Auto. Gran Turismo 5, and then literally 3 or 4 years later, they release like a half finished game.
Yeah, well, like
patch.
Okay,
it.
Maybe in 3 years we can get you a half game.
Yeah, exactly.
And it'll still have PS2 trees.
Yeah, that's I don't know. That's I guess my opinion on the whole thing. It's
tough, yeah. I mean, it depends on which, you know, side you lie on. And, you know, everybody listening here is a gamer at heart. And I think everybody's in agreement. It's like, you announce too far out, we really don't give a shit, and we're like even more skeptical.
And the thing is, it's like you could argue, but I want something to be excited about. But in reality, if something doesn't get announced until like a year before it comes out, I mean, you don't know what you're missing, right? So until you hear about it,
you won't be waiting on shit.
Right. Like, I mean, I guess they could say, hey, we're working on this, and then you don't see it for 2 years, then there could be a problem, because if it's something that you know is coming out and you're anticipating it, then I could see that being an issue. But you know, if it's something that nobody knows about, then you don't know what you're missing, so you're not upset about knowing
movies.
What's going out.
Like they'll show you a trailer maybe a couple years, a year before. Teaser trailer, then they'll show like a really ass long trailer, like usually with the year it's coming out, and it's never hurt that industry. I know it's different, but you kind of with games, you do kind of want to see how the game's coming along, but you can't really do that with movies. You can't be like, here's I know they do sometimes, but here's like a 10-minute clip of this movie. But it's, I don't know, works for them. It gets people, I think, more
necessary evil,
to buy it.
I think.
Yeah.
At this point.
Like you said,
if
you don't
for
know
a lot of different reasons, yeah. Are there any games that you guys are like, oh god, I don't even want to see anything, I don't want to read anything? I know there's people out there like
that happens to me sometimes. Yeah, actually, I was like that with Mass Effect. I tried to shelter myself as much as possible from what I was hearing about like Mass Effect 3 and that kind of shit.
There were tons of previews about that. Yeah,
I know, but I didn't, and I tried to avoid them.
Hard.
It is. It's really hard because you want to see it.
I can't
do
it.
You want to see it. But
not only that, but it's like it's plastered all over the place.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. That's true.
But that's I don't think they're going anywhere. Previews,
what?
That is. I don't think previews are going anywhere.
No, I don't think they're going anywhere either.
No, not at all.
I really do think that gaming publications, you know, magazine or internet-based ones, just need to be responsible, you know, when they're doing previews. Mm-hmm. It's such a fine line, dude. It's like, you don't want to piss off the developers by saying that this game is shit when it's just a final product. It's not even close to being a final product.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you don't want to, you know, dissuade or like, you know.
The people that are reading.
Yeah, the people that are reading, you know, you don't want to steer them wrong.
Yeah,
either.
You don't want to be like, this is preview code, but it's, trust me, it's going to turn out awesome when it's got issues. You want to be like, well.
And that's why Game Informer is just like hands off. It's just like, I'm just doing straight up informational. You know, this is what the mechanics are currently. You know, this is how it kind of plays. That's all you can really do, you know, to kind of skate in between. It sucks. Because there's some preview games that I've played that I'm like, this is going to fucking suck. I don't want to play this. Part of it's just like my own personal opinion, but, at the same time, I just thought I want to like shout it from the rooftops. Like, I don't think this game's going to do very well. But you never know. You never know. They could change up a lot of stuff. I mean, developers actually listen to a lot of, you know, journalists as well. You know, I've overheard several phone calls, you know, when somebody's calling up a developer and saying, I found this bug in the game and, I can't get past this. Can you guys fix it? And they'll fix it and they'll send like new code and stuff. So,
cool.
I mean,
that's cool.
It happens, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, David Jaffe openly said he changed something about calling all cars because of something that IGN wrote.
Yeah.
Being a preview. They totally changed something. I can't remember what it was, but he openly said, yeah, that's one of the.
Yeah, they made a good point. You know, like patch the game or something.
That's another, bonus, I guess, but.
Word.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah, I think they're necessary evil. And they're not always evil.
Yeah. No, not always. I mean, I get you. It's just the whole waiting game and everything. I just.
That's what I think it kind of boils down to from our perspective is that waiting game.
Right. Right. Cool. Should we move on?
Yeah.
How about new releases?
I plan on getting games.
Well, I guess the clear big release for next week is BioShock Infinite for the 360, PS3, and PC. So, yeah, you probably should already know about this game if you're interested. Also out next week is Army of Two Devil's Cartel. So, yeah, I guess
sure, that's
awesome. Army of Two 3, I think. I don't know.
Yes.
I'm kind of surprised that series still exists. But, hey, there you go. Mm-hmm. I guess following on a similar vein of games that probably shouldn't be out anymore. Final Fantasy XI is getting an expansion pack called Seekers of Vadilin. It's also getting some sort of collection
11?
Pack as well.
Yes, 11.
Yeah. So, yeah, I wouldn't bother.
What?
Also, it looks like there's a new Tiger Woods game. So that's on PS3 and 360.
Yeah.
The PSP is getting Class of Heroes 2. so that's kind of odd to get that now. But yeah, this is a Gaijin Works thing, I believe. It's their first-person dungeon crawler. On the download side of things, the 360 is getting a port of Terraria, so it's a sort of 2D Minecraft.
Oh, that's cool.
Thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. The Vita's getting Machinarium, so I guess that's almost out on everything that exists now.
Pretty much.
And finally, it's another fairly big week for the 3DS. On the retail side of things, it's getting Luigi's Mansion, Dark Moon, and it's also getting Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, Gates to Infinity, which is the Pokemon roguelike series. And finally, on the download side of things on the 3DS, it's getting Harmonite, which is sort of a rhythm action platform game. It's actually pretty cool. There's a demo out for Harmonite, as is also for the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon thing. And actually, the good thing about the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon demo is your progress carries over if you're interested. But yeah, anyway. And yeah, that'll pretty much do it, I guess, unless you've got a PC and you want to get a... Apparently, there's a new Slender Man or... whatever skinny man thing
oh,
is
the
out.
New one, yeah.
Slender the Arrival but,
skinny man.
And that'll do it.
Skinny man in a forest.
Skinny man in a forest. Notes.
yeah, notes, darkness.
Pages.
Skinny
boom. Man pages.
Yeah, pages.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's... He covered everything, so pick of the week.
Well, I already bought Luigi's Mansion today. And then for my trip tomorrow.
Yeah, Luigi's Mansion is pretty damn good.
That's what I've heard. I'm not going to... didn't play it, though. I was tempted. I was sitting there. I'm like, I can just play a little bit of it before I leave.
Maybe no, I'll just try it a little bit.
But of course, Infinite. I have that pre-ordered. It should be here waiting for me when I get home.
That's a good thing.
I'm pretty hyped for that. The dude that reviewed it at work told me it is one of the best games he's ever played.
Wow.
Oh, wow. He's stressed. Did he play it on PC?
Yeah, he played it on PC mostly. That was another weird one. They came in and showed it off for review for like a week, okay. And there was somebody actually sitting down with him the entire time, like for a week. And then he got his own copy of it, so he spent quite a bit of time with it.
I can't wait.
But yeah, he's really pretty confident about it. And the review's out by the time the show airs. So
oh, what do you give it?
I high 9.
Okay, cool.
Nice. Wow.
I forgot what the actual score was.
Cool.
Gotcha.
There may have been debate about 10.
Wow.
he's super sold on it.
Huh.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, it looks like Luigi is mostly positive, but there's some that are
GameSpots was pretty low. Their big thing with that game was that the checkpoint system was really bad and the game's got really weird difficulty spikes.
Yeah.
So apparently there's like one boss fight or something that's like 12 different stages or sections, and if you like die in like the 12th one, you have to do all of them all over.
Oh, fuck that. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
so it's like that kind of scared me when I'm like, eh, whatever.
Maybe the phrase suck less is appropriate. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
That could be.
But all the other ones, it's like nines. It's like getting really good reviews.
Yeah, it's GameSpot is the lowest, it looks like, with the 6.5. Everyone else is 7 or higher.
Yeah.
So there's let's see, like 3 7s, and then everything else is 8 or higher. So there you go. But BioShock Infinite. That's my pick of the week. There you go.
All right.
Totally.
You guys are saving his questions for next week, right?
We could do that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. We've got an email, and I've got a few voicemails that we can play.
Sure. Let's do that.
Actually, you know what? I think we should start with this particular voicemail, and you're going to hear some clicking from my Nexus. Sorry. This particular voicemail that has, that was sent back in January, but I couldn't.
Wow.
I couldn't actually get it to play for some reason because the file was
my birthday
weird.
Email.
But now it's
been
working.
A long time coming.
It's been a long time coming. So here we go.
Hey, this is Big C3 here. I figured she'd call into the show. I haven't done so in a while. And I know you're always on the lookout for voicemails to cut down on all that boring reading, eh, guys? So,
it's not boring, we just suck at it.
Today, I have a problem, guys. You know, when I was a kid, I was a hardcore gamer. There wasn't a single game that I owned that I didn't beat.
Like the music.
That was good. Like, I could beat Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
One guy.
But then college came and responsibilities. I just didn't have the time and the motivation to keep up.
You
my game
depressed.
Backlog just kept growing and
growing.
It sounds
with each new release.
Who should I visit?
Detroit. Yeah, Jason, who should he visit? And Nero is a whiny bitch.
And Nero is a whiny bitch.
Nero is a whiny
bitch. Retroids, they still have a backlog support group, and I think a band of gamers is actually a big on it too. So can't say that would be a bad place to go.
Is that still going? I don't know.
It's not like a formal thing, but I think a band of gamers actually does do something like formally.
Cool.
Like they do like every certain day. I think it's Sunday or something like that. I'm not sure. So, but they, yeah, I think that a band of gamers has like brought back some of that formality to it. So
good.
Yep.
That shit out.
Cool. Hey, we do have an email. So why don't we do that real quick? And then I'll get to my last couple of voicemails, which are, you know,
all right,
fun. So, Jeff, why don't you start? So this is a long email from Mr. Nep. So what we're going to do is like, he's actually got like seven points. So we're going to skip back and forth on each point. So. Right.
So I'll go, I guess, intro, then the first point.
Yeah, go for that.
Okay. All right. This is from Mr. Nep. He says, "Hi-o, Interactive Distractions crew.
Hey-o.
This is Mr. Nep with an email for you guys. So I made a post on the forums about the Vita, and it was flat-out information I had heard but not tested myself. So here I am actually going to tell you guys, since you all each own a Vita, and any listeners with a Vita, the truth of some uncommon Vita information. And this is cool. So number one. Bubbles of each game is its save file. I tested this out, and when I tried to delete the bubble, it warned me my save data was going to be deleted too. When I reinstalled the bubble, I used Gravity Rush as a test, all the save files and DLC I had were gone. Also, the activity sheet each Vita game has was reset, so my activity sheet read, Mr. Nep got a trophy in Gravity Rush. And then a few minutes later, it posted, Mr. Nep is playing Gravity Rush for the first time.
Oh, weird.
So, weird.
Yes. So be careful when deleting the bubbles, because this will happen to your back. This will happen to you. Back up your save data, yo.
Huh.
Damn.
Good to know. All right. Number two. In order to delete bubbles, you have to touch and hold a blank spot on the home screen. This pulls up an option to rearrange bubbles, add a theme to each individual page, and delete bubbles. This is the only way to get rid of demos.
That took me a little while to figure out.
Yeah, you have to get it to so that you like when you can rearrange stuff, and then you can grab one and stick it in a trash can, if I remember right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I think it brings up like a pop-up menu or something like that. You can go to delete, but
just delete, yeah.
All right.
It'll come with a little X next to it.
Either way, it's not intuitive, I don't think. Because I was looking through like memory management system data, shit like that. I couldn't.
Do you know how to find that stuff? Is there anywhere on there you can see how much room you have on your memory card?
Yeah, there's a memory manager. Yeah. I think you can go into that. And there's also, I think there's also like a system info, kind of like what the PS3 has, and I think it tells you there.
Gotcha.
Number three, when you put the Vita to sleep and then wake it up, you're in the screen where all you do is open it like flipping a page over. On the screen, you put your finger on the top right of the screen and a second finger on the bottom left. You instantly open the page that way. It's a quicker way of to get off the screen.
Hmm.
I have to try that.
On this screen, I guess I've never done that.
Either of them. Yeah, because it just prompts you to, you know, pull the corner on the upper right.
Right.
I guess he's saying if you do both fingers in opposite corners, it opens it quicker.
It'll just automatically.
Goes, like, directly back to the application.
Huh.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I want to try that. I'm going to go get my Vita. You guys do the next one. I'll be right back.
Four. If you have Plus, the Vita won't pull your save data on the cloud until you go to Content Manager. On that option, you can go to each video game and application that has a save file and select whether you want it to automatically be uploaded or not. This only applies to downloaded games you have installed. Physical games will have to be inserted into the system if you want to select it or not. Otherwise, the system won't let you set the save file to automatically upload.
Hmm.
Okay.
I didn't know that either. Good to know. All these, like, little facts. It's amazing, like, the things that you don't know about the Vita, even though that I've had one since launch day. On this menu, so I'm assuming that we're talking about the menu from the previous point. On this menu, the system also tells you, if you earn trophies. It tells you this because if you are playing a used copy of a Vita game, then you can't earn trophies. I tested this, and it turns out only if the previous owner didn't deactivate their system. My friend sold me his copy of Uncharted after he deactivated the system, and I was able to earn trophies for this copy. The part that I haven't tested is that the system will tell you that you can't earn trophies if you're playing a used copy. So this isn't supposed to be a secret or anything.
Huh.
I've heard of that.
I feel like I saw that in a news post at one point or another.
Probably.
Yeah. Like around the time that it launched. Still stupid, by the way.
Yeah, very dumb.
Jason, number six.
My turn. So I got my Vita, and apparently if you leave it in your backpack for 2 weeks, the battery will die.
That's right. Yeah. It only sleeps for so long.
Yeah, well. Number six, while you can import Vita games just fine, there's some limitations. The physical cartridge is region-free, but downloads are not. That's true. If you want to swap regions so you can play DLC and download games, you have to reset the system. This will remove all of your themes and rearranging you did of the bubbles. And you need a brand new memory card. With a recent-ish firmware update, memory cards are imprinted to whatever account you set it to. I hear, but have not tested, that you can just reformat your memory card. But of course, you lose all your previous data, which is why I haven't tried this. So, if you import a game that has an online pass, such as Sanran Kagura, some Japanese stuff, then you need a Japanese account to play online. So, importing is only recommended for single-player games, with little to no DLC.
That one I knew.
That's that one I knew. I think mostly correct. I've actually been playing a lot of Phantasy Star Online 2.
Oh, did you get it?
On my Vita. Yeah, I did.
Ooh,
and
I did not know that.
I got it a while ago, but I've been like tied down with work and Monster Hunter.
Yeah. And so, how is it?
There's that. Oh, it's great. I fucking love it and I want to play a shit ton more, but I actually found out that I like playing it on PC more because there's an English patch.
That's right.
That'll help.
But it does play pretty damn well on the Vita. And it's cool that that's a whole other discussion.
Yeah,
anyway.
We could talk about PSO2.
But yeah, I did have to buy a separate memory card in order to do this, and I've got to reset my fucking Vita anytime I want to switch back to my American shit.
Right, but it doesn't erase anything, right? Because you have a separate memory card for it?
Doesn't erase it, no.
Okay.
Well, that's good. Number seven. When you're playing a game, you can hold down the home button to bring up a menu. This works on the PSP for PSP and PS1 games.
Yeah.
For some setting changes. What is displayed depends on what platform you're playing. One setting option that isn't anywhere else is the option to disable the microphone. This is useful for online games so that nobody can hear you taking a dump while playing PlayStation All-Stars. I had a match where somebody did this. It was both gross and hilarious.
Wow. How loud do you poop?
I did not know you could turn that off. That's awesome.
That is funny.
Those are all the Vita tips that I found over time. Hope this helps. Mr. Knepp out.
Thank you, Mr. Knepp. That was a good email. I like that.
Definitely, definitely very informative.
Awesome. All right.
Do you guys have any tips for the Vita?
For the Vita?
No, not really.
I think my favorite one is how to enable that right stick in like old PSP or PS1 games.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm trying to remember how you do that.
I think you just hold on the screen. Like once you have it booted up, you have to hold or tap and hold the screen and it'll bring up a separate menu. And then you can have the right stick emulate like the D-pad or something like that. Works great for fucking Monster Hunter.
Yeah, it's really, really nice, I gotta say.
And God's Eater Burst.
Yeah, God's Eater Burst, because that was a claw game too, right?
Yup.
So, that's good stuff.
The only one I know of is if your shit freezes up, which my Vita's frozen up quite a few times, you hold down the home button and the power button down for like 15 seconds or so.
Oh.
Forced to shut down. That's
about it. I didn't know that. I've never had that happen.
Yeah, it's happened to me a few times.
I'm sure it's
not in a while, but.
And yeah, you can't like get to your battery to like do a hard reset that way. So.
Right. But can't you just hold down the power button and it shuts it down completely?
Maybe. I don't know. The way I was told on the Twitters was to hold down the home button and the power button. Okay. So it seemed to work. It worked two out of the three times that I had to do it.
That's a lot of times.
Didn't work. Yeah. Anywho.
The only tip that I would give out is that, let's say PSP games on your Vita, like they have like an official list of games that work. Just because it's not on the list doesn't necessarily mean that it doesn't work. Those are the ones that you need to download from the store. So you might be able to download it on your PS3 and then transfer it to your Vita. So that's something to keep in mind. I'm trying to remember, there was a game that was there was the game that I did that with. I can't remember what it was, but I think Valkyria Chronicles 2 was that way for a while. You might be able to get it down from the store right now, but I believe when it first hit and was first available, you could get it from you could actually transfer it to your PS3 and then get it that way. So there's some info.
Yay, we're helpful sometimes.
Sometimes. Hey, you want to do it a voicemail?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hey, and this, what's going on? How's things?
Eddie Kusin.
You know, you'd be amazed how many times people, like the way I have the door set up here. when you come in, you have to push the door. And apparently, most, like, businesses have their stores as pull. So when you come in, you pull the door. When you go out, you push the door out. I have it the opposite. And... you know, I get a lot of drinkers, you know, coming in at night, and they come in and they walk out the door and they try to push and they bump into the door and they bump in like literally four times straight. they bump it again and they can't get out. I mean, that was just a random thought there. This tea right here, I'm having a cup of hot tea right now. I am entitled to a cup of tea.
You're a good person.
It feels warm. It's nice.
Deep down inside, he's a good
person. Had a debate with this person. His intentions were good. I mean, she was still saying that, you know, it's easier to wash dishes with warm water. And I totally disagree. It's easier to wash it with cold water because your hands are cool in the process. You feel a breeze on your hands when you're doing it. But when you wash with warm water, you're just, I don't know, it's just typical.
Okay.
Right? I mean,
what?
Can we agree on this? I know we didn't agree on the range dressing.
I don't agree with that at all.
I don't agree with that at all. I don't know.
There's some science involved with this, right,
let me ask you guys a
cooling of hands.
Public restrooms, man. Are you afraid of them? Or you don't give a shit? Hey, I'm the kind of guy, man, I'll take a piss. Very rarely drop a deuce in a public restroom, but if it's like, sometimes you go into public bathrooms, like in malls or whatever, they're fucking disgusting, dog. Like, yo, it's, wow, you see, like, shit on the floor. You go into a bathroom, so you see the craziest shit on walls, man. Like, seriously, it's no joke. So, yeah, I'd be like, you know, afraid, but if it looked clean or whatever, like convincing, yeah, I'll do it. But, I mean, what do, man? You afraid? You know? peanut butter. You know, ranch dressing aside, I think peanut butter is something we can all like. Now, the thing is, me personally, I haven't had peanut butter since I left the country 2 years ago to lose weight and shit. And I still haven't had it, and I don't want to have it because, you know, it's bad. I mean, maintaining your weight in this country is a challenge. It really is. And, peanut butter, man, can it go on most things? I'm not going to say everything this time. It can go on most things. I think we can agree on that.
Yes, we can.
All right. Love you guys, man.
Love
you. You're awesome. Salute. You know what? You know.
Salute.
Fucking yo. High five, man. Let's high five. Here we go. High five. I'm actually feeling something going on right here. I got my hand in the air. Thank God.
Yeah, I'm doing it, Eddie.
We're not leaving you happy. All
right, man. Y'all be cool, man. For real. Take it easy.
Later, be well.
Yo, tell that.
I think I cut him off. I think that was his 3-minute limit and it cut it off.
No, I can't imagine why it would have cut him off.
All right. So, easier to wash dishes with cold or warm water.
Did you guys know that really hot water, like, kills bacteria?
It also gets loosens up that gunk, nasty stuff that's been building up.
I wear those rubber gloves, man. I put that water really fucking hot, and it does the job. Cold water ain't gonna fucking wash shit.
No, that's why the water's so fucking hot in your dishwasher when you run it.
I mean, if he's like rinsing his dishes off right away or something like that, I guess.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know.
But good luck having like Kraft like macaroni and cheese or some shit like that, and leaving it in the freaking bowl and having it.
Yeah, all
crusty. Good luck getting that.
I do the dishes every morning and load the dishwasher. Every morning, and it's definitely a hot water job. So, yeah, absolutely. Mm. I don't know why cold water would do better, but that's...
Public bathrooms.
If there's a urinal, I can stand far enough back and find it.
Yeah, urinals are fine.
Yeah.
But,
you got a deal.
I don't poop in public bathrooms.
I've only had to like once when I really, 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 really had to.
Yeah.
But I try to avoid them for the deuce for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did once because I was sick, and that was a different issue. So.
Exactly.
But yeah.
But they're disgusting.
Now this is outside of like public bathrooms at work.
Well, yeah, work
is kind of like
many
a
deuce.
It's a semi private sort of.
If you guys, do you have to drop a deuce in a public restroom? Do you ever think about
shit.
Like the person that sat on there last time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I do too. And I always, a really gross thought comes in my head. It's like,
yep.
Pushing my butt up against theirs. Their butt. It's kind of the same thing.
I'll usually toilet paper the seat.
Oh, absolutely.
Like
toilet paper
bumping
the
butts.
Seat, man.
Yeah.
If they have the liners, I'll put the liner down and then I'll put toilet paper the seat.
Yeah.
Two are fucking women. Just sit down. Take a shit.
No. I'll toilet paper the seat. I'm okay with taking that woman label at that for that point.
Yeah, you might have some weird itchiness on your ass and shit the next day, and be like, "What the fuck?"
Not on my ass, but apparently you do in your vagina.
Peanut butter goes on anything.
Pretty much.
Goes on a lot of good stuff. I love peanut butter. Peanut butter ain't that bad for you, Eddie. Depends what kind you get. Yeah. Don't get the shit that's like loaded with sugar, but. Get the lights out. We're getting natural peanut butter. It doesn't really taste the same, but it's.
Oh,
good
I actually like natural peanut butter better.
Yeah, some people do.
That's some really good
taste,
natural
though.
Stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
I actually get the. I think it's Peter Pan. It's Peter Pan natural with honey, and it's fantastic.
I thought you were talking about like going down to Harry's Farmer's Market.
No. I mean, I
picking out all the nuts and like grinding it up.
And then grinding it up. No. The other natural that I have tried is the Smucker's natural. And there's something to be said about turning the looking at the label of your peanut butter and it says ingredients, peanuts, salt.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all there is. But I will say this. So, Eddie, you said you haven't had peanut butter since you got back into the States and that you don't want to have it because of how well you did losing weight. I've been doing Weight Watchers for a while now. I've lost almost 30 pounds. And
oh, nice.
I am still able to eat peanut butter. The thing is that you got to moderate. I usually have at most a tablespoon of peanut butter. And it is really fucking hard for me to only have a tablespoon of peanut butter.
Yeah, not cake it on there.
Right. But most of the time, it's just a teaspoon. I will get a teaspoon of peanut butter. And, you know, for those that are familiar with Weight Watchers and like the points system and all that stuff, one teaspoon of peanut butter is 1 point. So I can do that. You know, it doesn't hurt too much. So what I'll do is I'll get like, they've got like those Fiber One bars and they've got like the some of those, they have Fiber One bars that are like 2 points each. And I'll take one of those Fiber One bars and then I'll just get a teaspoon of peanut butter and I'll put it on top. And that's how I got my allotment of peanut butter. That's how I curb the craving of it. So
Jack Bauer's in here like, why the fuck would you want to eat that shit? Eddie, don't even bother.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that we could say about Jack Bauer. It makes sense that he doesn't like peanut butter. He's just not a normal dude. You know, let's be honest. Not a normal dude. Love the guy. Not a normal dude.
But a little less because he doesn't like peanut butter.
That's right. Yeah. But he does like Reese's. So that's, you know, he gets a little bit back for that.
That's
like
true.
Yeah, that peanut butter is pure like sugar with a couple of peanuts.
Damn right. That's exactly what it is. All right, cool. Well, I actually did get I got two more voicemails from Eddie. The first one was like, hey, Indus, oh shit, someone's coming in. And he had to hang up.
Oh, I gotta do my job.
And the other one was, happy birthday, Jason, you're awesome. That's pretty much what it was.
Oh, thank you.
So, Eddie,
you're not gonna play it?
What's that?
You're not gonna play the happy birthday, Jason?
I'll play it. What the fuck?
Here. Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Awkward.
I do have it. Let's do that. Why not? Happy birthday, Jason.
Hey, man, yay! I just read Eddie Kusanagi, I'm saying, yo, I just read a post online saying it's Jason's birthday. Man, happy birthday, man, for real. You're a good person, and you always will be, always have been.
I mean, deep down.
You're awesome. Yeah.
Aww.
Jason, a striker, see? It works, man. It's totally works.
That sounded so forced, dude. Oh my god!
Okay,
it
was definitely
Jeff
worth playing.
Shorty, that was not
Jason A. Striker.
That was a Jason A. Striker.
Happy birthday, Jason!
Thanks, man.
We love you, man.
Happy birthday.
All right, cool. That's all I've got for now. So you guys want to move on and talk about what's going on next week?
Yeah.
Sure, may as well.
All right. Jeff is taking a vacation next week. So
I'll be in Mexico, sir.
He's going to, where are you going?
You
Mexico?
Do the podcast. What?
Are you going to Mexico?
Yeah, Puerto Vallarta.
Nice. Well, have fun, brother.
Puerto.
We're going to miss you.
Thank you.
So Jason and I are going to be doing it, and hopefully Glenn's going to join us. Oh. But we don't have a question of the week prepared, so we're just going to do emails and Indus questions. So you guys send those in. So if you did send in an Indus question, we're going to read it next week. You guys get those in, and we'll do them next week. It'll be fun.
Sounds good.
All right, so that is at Indus Questions if you want to send like a short little question, and you can send us an email if you would like to that show, and that is email at interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail as well. We'll play those, and that is 706-760-4337.
Those are numbers.
4337.
They are numbers. That's right. They follow us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast, and as I mentioned earlier, Indus Questions. And follow us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, Unistrike, and Indus Geoff.
G-E-O-F-F.
Check us out on Facebook, Steam, and Google Plus. Just search for Interactive Distractions, and you will find us.
Top of the list.
If you're on Retroids, well, if you're not on Retroids, you should be. So go on Retroids. It'll be fun. They're doing MDC right now.
That's right. And they did redesign the site, and it's a lot better.
It is better.
So far. The biggest step forward, I think, that site's taken since we've been part of it.
I didn't see any difference.
It's a little different. They made it, they took a lot of the clutter out on the front page, especially.
They took the entire left bar off, put it on the right.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
So now it's like, and they've got other things going on. Like they have a scoreboard on the front now, which is kind of cool.
They changed the stream box too.
Yeah. So now that's a lot better. Pop up.
Yeah. The stream box is a lot better because it shows a feed only if there is one. So, if someone's playing one. And then the forums, I think, looks pretty much the same. But like one of the good things about the forums is if it is too cluttered for you, it's like that stuff that's on the right, you can actually clear that. You can actually close it down. Yeah. So that the
and then news is all, it's not just in one column in the middle. It's like underneath the shout box, all the news is there. So it's more.
It's like
more
two
like
columns
a real
down, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Well, that's all I've got. So you guys have anything else before we wrap up and get out of here?
I'm so sick of Monster Hunter. God damn it.
But you love Monster Hunter.
I do. I just don't want to play it over. I did not buy a Monster Hunter machine this weekend because...
Oh,
good,
okay.
Good man.
Well, I really wanted one, and I was about to. I was ready. I went into my local GameStop and said, hey, I want to use one. They're like, we don't have any anywhere. So I'm like, okay, fuck you guys. They also told me that there's some weird shit like the reason why they don't have any used Wii U. Is because they have to send them back to the factory in order to like fully reset them. There's some weird shit going on where accounts are still tied into the hardware.
That. I heard about that.
That was the first I had heard about it. So I'm not looking for a used Wii U, and I don't have enough money for a new one. So,
well, I will say this: I did get an email, or I did see a news article about Best Buy selling the 8 gig version for $250.
Shooting yourself in the foot. Why the fuck would you get that version?
Well, why would you not, I guess, is my question.
Only 8 gig of space? $50 more
only 32
or something
gigs
like that.
Of space? What's the difference?
Wait. 8 gig versus 32 is a pretty big jump. Not only that, pro controller.
But no matter what, you're going to get an external hard drive for it. So what's the difference?
Not necessarily.
Well,
because
it's
like a $50 jump. That's the difference.
Yeah, and, right. And for $50, you can go out and get like a 500 gig hard drive.
Do you get that
on there?
Do you get that Pro Controller? No.
Pro Controller doesn't the Pro Controller doesn't come with the
deluxe. Sure it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I think
sure
it does.
Sure it does.
I don't think so.
Fairly certain.
I think it does. Yeah.
Unless that's a special, I don't know.
Either way.
If it does, then it's definitely worth it to get that version, but I don't think it does, guys.
Well, we're looking that up now as we're on the air.
Okay, well let's do that.
Go for it.
The one for $349?
Yep. Yeah, the 350 version.
That deluxe. Okay. And who the fuck wants a white console?
I have a white one.
Smooth blackness, son.
Let's see. Yeah, it doesn't come with it. It comes with Nintendo Land. It comes with a couple of stands, like a charge stand. That's what's different. It doesn't come with the Pro Controller. There was a package that someone was selling at
shit
one
up.
Point that came with the Pro Controller, but it doesn't. The 32 gig one doesn't come with it.
I told you didn't come with it, Chris. Jesus.
God, I can't believe you guys believed me. Losers. God, you're so gullible. I think it does come with it. I swear. Well, maybe.
All right, cool. Let's put a bow on this episode.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Zoom Marketplace, please leave us a review. So until next time, my name's Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
Play our games.
And I beat Jeff.
We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, yeah. Bye.